The 18-member team included Army, Army Reserve, Air Force, and Coast Guard personnel. They arrived in Germany a month in advance of the November competition.
We spent about 30 days in Grafenwöhr for two primary reasons. One, because we do not have a German Karcher kitchen, which is required to use for the live cooking category in the Culinary World Cup.
Chief Warrant Officer Russell Campbell is the team manager.
So we partner with one of our German units that is near Grafenwöhr, and we utilize their equipment. And we also go there because there's no distractions, where if we were training here at Fort Lee or someplace else in CONUS, you know, our families and friends and our jobs all pull us and tug us to make that a priority. So we go there to be focused on our mission, and that's to hopefully win the World Cup and bring home gold medals, preferably.
And then off to Luxembourg, where that's exactly what they did.
We kicked off the competition going into the cold food category on the 20th of November, and the team earned a gold medal.
Next, hot food.
The hot food live cooking category, which would end the competition on the 24th of November. With the hot food category, we earned a bronze medal.
He said the problem wasn't that the flavor of the food was wrong or bad, but just some issues in the kitchen.
We didn't finish as well as we'd like to against the other nations that we compete against, but the team learned a lot, and we grew a lot, and we're already preparing for the 2012 Olympics to be held in Erfurt, Germany.
The competition included military teams from eight other countries. The gold medal in the cold food category was an imaginative presentation.
7 3-course meals, prepared hot but served cold. Our theme this year was coming to America, and we picked 7 cuisines from 7 different nations that had great influence immigrating to the United States, either through Ellis Island or through other ways, large influences on our cuisine. And then we had a twist to it, so maybe how they cooked it in their native country, but when they came to America, this was our twist on how we perceived that they would have prepared it here in the U.S.
The team chose its British meal for the hot food competition and served it to 100 guests.
A poached salmon dish with a leek mousseline was for an appetizer, and then the main course was a strip loin beef, and we had a root vegetable hash, Yorkshire pudding, and a stuffed potato. We call it stuffed potatoes, potato croquette. And then the dessert was a hazelnut gâteau with a green apple sorbet.
Next up is the annual U.S. Army Culinary Competition at Fort Lee, which begins at the end of February.
In fact, that's where we select our team, where we discover our talent that's out there with all the military chefs. We're not just looking for Army chefs. We're looking across all the services. And the show kicks off this year, 26 February through 11 March. We already know it's going to be bigger than it was last year because we're starting to get feedback from the teams that are going to come here and compete.
Those teams represent U.S. military commands from around the world, judged by internationally respected chefs. The event is open to the public from March 3rd through the 9th. As a result of BRAC, after the first of the year, nearly all military cooks and chefs will train at Fort Lee.
Everyone except for the Coast Guard will be here doing their initial food service training. The Air Force and Navy are the new additions to Fort Lee. The Marine Corps and Army's been here for some time now. And then in my division, Advanced Food Service Training Division, all 5 services come here to do the Advanced Food Service Training. We're the proponent for Department of Defense for that training.
John Ogle, WCVE News.